Coming up on KSDP News, Penner says its new fleet is performing well after 9 months, apart from a few mechanical problems. And Alaskans may soon get the chance to hunt emperor geese after a 30-year closure. Stay tuned. Good afternoon. You're listening to KSDP 830 AM Sandpoint. I'm Marissa Williams with some local news on Thursday, February 16th, 2017. In June, Penair introduced a new type of aircraft to Unalaska. Aiming to solve a long-time problem, manufacturers don't really make planes for this type of island. 9 months later, the airline thinks it's finally found the answer in the Saab 2000. The high-speed turboprop has earned a 90% completion rate for flights between Unalaska and Anchorage.
There is no perfect airplane for Unalaska, unfortunately, but this airplane comes closest to being able to do the job correctly.
Danny Siebert is CEO of Penair. He's been with the company nearly 40 years, and he says the island's short runway and far-flung location have always made it hard to pick an aircraft for Unalaska. On top of that, Seaboard says most planes are designed for the average American flight, where 60% of passengers are men, 40% are women, and each person is carrying about 30 pounds of baggage. For flights to and from the island, that's just never been the case.
Our mix of passengers is more like 75% male, 25% female, which means there's more weight in the cabin now than the airplane was designed for. And our average passenger carries sometimes almost 90 pounds of baggage.
Siebert says the Saab 2000 makes up for those oddities of island travel. It was built to fly 700 miles without a fuel stop, unlike the smaller Saab 340 it replaces. It also holds about 20 more passengers, fits more cargo, and shaves 40 minutes off the journey. The four planes in Penair's new fleet were originally used to fly NASCAR teams, including the car, driver, and pit crew. They're actually making history as the first 2000s to carry passengers in the United States. So far, Siebert says, most Penair customers have been happy with the $27 million upgrade.
I've been hearing nothing but good things. People like the speed.
Take Kay Gumera, one of Unalaska's most frequent flyers. She's a high school senior who's already achieved airline MVP gold status, traveling for sports and other school activities.
The old planes were, like, really loud and smaller, but the new ones seemed, like, roomier and not as loud.
But Gumera also has concerns. Several of her flights have been canceled, not just for weather, but mechanical problems.
For our volleyball trip, when we were coming back from regions, we were canceled for, like, three nights, I think. Two or three nights in a row, we were, like, canceled because of mechanical issues.
Penair acknowledges the problem. Siebert says failed power units and overheated batteries have grounded planes for days, forcing passengers to wait as mechanics scramble for parts. He says it was especially tough early on.
When we first started flying them last June, we were only about an 82-83% completion rate.
As airline employees have gotten more and more familiar with the new planes, Siebert says that rate has steadily risen. He says it'll climb even higher when a fifth Saab 2000 joins the fleet this spring.
I expect when I get my fifth airplane, we're going to go back up around to a 95% completion rate, with the majority of the cancellations will be due to weather.
The new fleet serves passengers to Unalaska, King Salmon, and Dillingham. When the fifth plane is ready, Siebert says the Saab 2000s will start flying to Cold Bay and Sandpoint as well. The planes are expected to last for 25 years in the regional market. After decades of conservation, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service has submitted a proposal that would let Alaskans hunt emperor geese. If it's permitted, Aleutian hunters could harvest the bird for the first time in 30 years. KUYK's Anna Rose MacArthur has the story.
It's been a generation since Alaskans legally tasted emperor goose, In the early 1980s, populations of a number of different geese were in trouble. Emperor goose numbers plunged by more than half to less than 45,000 birds. In 1987, hunting for the geese closed, and it stayed closed for the past 30 years. 2 years ago, the emperor goose population rose high enough for managers to begin considering a hunt. Last year, the population hit an estimated 177,000 birds, and together, the three groups, tribal, state, and federal representatives in the Alaska Migratory Bird Co-Management Council, created and passed a plan to open a hunt for emperor geese. Patty Schwallenberg, executive director of the council, calls it a victory.
It's a victory for tribes in Alaska, but it's a victory for co-management in general because we did it together.
The effort began as just education, to explain which geese were vulnerable, and people agreed to limit their harvest.